good morning on this Christmas Eve day. Joining us now, as he does at this time, is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Alan, happy holidays to you.
And happy holidays to you, Ian, and thanks for getting up early. I know David Gustina appreciates that.
My pleasure. It's always fun to spend these holidays with the listeners in the morning. And I was thinking, you know, there's still a little bit of time to get some Christmas shopping done. And as the holiday approaches tomorrow, Alan, I thought I would see what you thought some of our leading politicians' Christmas wishes would be, or Hanukkah. Governor Andrew Cuomo, what is he looking forward to in 2020?
Well, I don't know about 2020, but the eventual thing that he's looking forward to, obviously, is getting into a fourth term, something that was denied to his father. It's something that is both competitive with him, I think, and done out of love for his father. So I think that's one thing. Number two, there's a huge budget deficit that is going on in New York State. Unfortunately, and that's something that is not allowed under our rules. In the Congress, you can spend more than you have in the federal government. But in the state, you're supposed to balance the budget. That's mandatory. And he's got a little bit of a problem here, and we all know it. So if I'm him, I'm saying there's got to be a way to do this. I know that they're going to charge a buck more, I've mentioned this before, to cross the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge, but that won't do it. So somehow he and his fellow Democrats are going to have to come up with a way to do this, and I bet that's strong on his list.
Okay, let's go next to another key New York Democrat, Senator Chuck Schumer, who is in the headlines today.
Well, Chuck Schumer, I think, is on the right track. He is basically saying you can't have a trial before the Senate if you're not allowed to have witnesses and you're not allowed to have evidence, and he's demanding it. You know, there are some of us who have felt that Chuck Schumer wasn't strong enough in his opposition to Trump and to McConnell, but he sure is letting them have it now. So his wish list, obviously, is to win this thing and to say, okay, we're going to have an impeachment trial in the Senate. And we know that McConnell won't allow it. And I think Schumer is trusting that the people of America will think, what kind of a trial can you have if you're not allowed to have evidence? So he wants evidence, and I think the American people are going to be on his side, which is why he's doing it.
Let's go to the aforementioned counterpart of his in the House, Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Well, I think Nancy Pelosi has really taken on McConnell and basically has said, I'm not sending this stuff up to you, this impeachment charge, until you agree to a fair fight. I think she and Schumer are together on this. I think they have decided that the American people won't stand for it. And she's saying, you're not going to get this unless you agree to a proper trial before the Senate. I suspect that she's on the winning side because the logic is not with the president and not with McConnell.
Changing parties now, let's go to Northern New York and Elise Stefanik.
Well, Elise Stefanik, who was at one point very critical of Trump, is no longer critical. She is basking in the glow of his tremendous support for her. Money is flowing in, and she has become basically the darling of the Republican establishment. She's young, and she has made it clear that she's not backing off. And Stefanik is saying, what I want for Christmas is more of the same.
Next, let's go to the White House. President Donald Trump, he's the third president ever to be impeached. What's his Christmas looking like?
I really don't know. Because I think that this is a very strange man who has a very interesting perspective on life. Some people have written that he's, basically mentally unbalanced. But somehow he got to be president of the United States. And I think if you ask him what he wants again, it's vindication on his terms to be president for a second term. And he might get it. However, I have to say, if people were saying the kinds of things about me that they're saying about him, I wouldn't be a happy camper.
Okay, what about his lieutenant, Vice President Mike Pence, who's in a very interesting situation?
Well, obviously, if Trump were to be convicted at a Senate trial and thrown out of office, Pence would become the president. And here is a most unlikely guy to be presidential in the United States. So it's pretty clear to all of us that even though he's stuck to the president like glue, he's going to be very careful not to offend him. And what he really wants is to get away with that, not to be offensive to the guy who would turn on him like a tornado, and at the same time to end up as president of the United States.
Well, Alan, it's still 2019 and the lockbox is still open. What's on your list for WAMC listeners?
Well, I got to tell you, Ian, I think you're on the right track, as you always have been. The future of WAMC is in so many ways the future of this country. If we're not going to have freedom of the press, we have a president who said the press is the enemy of the people. You have to have a place where you'll get information. You'll have to have a place where people will speak their minds. We have that at WAMC. You have John Faso, the Republican, giving his views as a regular commentator on WAMC, and you have a lot of other people who are going in a different direction. That's why it's so important, and that's why it is very, very nice to be opening envelopes and seeing people who say, you know, Alan, I get it, and I want to help. And they do. They send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. They get in before the end of the year, but they understand how important keeping WAMC alive is. And as far as I'm concerned, and it has been for a long, long time, that's the top of my Christmas list.
That's our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Alan, to you and everyone else, thanks for being here. Happy holidays.
And much more than that, Ian, thank you for taking over for David while he's on a little bit of a vacation. And I so appreciate it. It really just tells us a lot about who you are and how you step up.